you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Exodus 2:2.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Exodus 2:2. And she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. What would you do if you felt as if your child's life were threatened? Or maybe your niece's life, or your sister's, or your mother's? What would you do if, in order to save your loved one's life, you had to put other family members' lives at risk, without any guarantees that your actions would indeed help the person? If the very thought of such a situation makes your stomach knot, you can understand how Moses' mother must have felt when the Pharaoh, the ruler responsible for her people's misery, commanded that all Hebrew boys, of which her child was, be thrown into the Nile River. Can you imagine the terror she and every other Hebrew mother must have felt? You might be familiar with this account. It's told in Exodus chapters 1 through 3. And to paraphrase, God had brought his people to Egypt some 400 years prior. And at first, everything was great. The Hebrews were treated well. But then they started to multiply until they outnumbered the Egyptians. And the Pharaoh was afraid, should war break out, God's people would join his enemies and fight against him. His solution? Make the Hebrews, which I'll refer to synonymously as the Israelites, his slaves, hoping the intense physical labor would wear them down and stop them from multiplying. But scripture says the more the Egyptians oppressed them, the more the Israelites multiplied and spread. Eventually, the Pharaoh's fear escalated to murderous proportions, and he commanded his people to throw all Hebrew boys into the Nile River. Life must have felt pretty dark, as no doubt women did all they could to save their babies. Jochebed, Moses' mother, she was one of those women, and we're told she hid her son for as long as she dared. Y'all, that would have taken extreme courage. She had to be completely torn up inside, knowing, should her son cry and the authorities hear him, her entire family, including her other children, Moses' older brother and sister, could be killed. And if you've ever tried to keep an infant quiet, you can imagine her stress level. And yet, while she didn't know the end of the story, God was guiding her, and God was guiding Moses, her child, as well. God had his hand on that child, just as, by the way, he has his hand on those we love. Regardless of how things appeared to Jochebed, God was orchestrating history, working unseen, setting things into motion to ultimately set his people free. And here's what I find super encouraging. The moment when everything seemed lost was actually the perfect setup for God's liberation plan. Scripture tells us there came a point when Moses' mother couldn't hide him anymore. Now, I don't know what he was doing, crying or cooing or carrying on, but whatever it was beyond her capabilities. And so she waterproofed a basket, She tucked her precious boy inside, and she set him in the reeds of the Nile River, where crocodiles lived. And maybe that's why she placed him in the reeds. Maybe it was to hide him. Maybe she was still hoping for her miracle. I don't know if she left or if she lingered, watching, praying. Scripture doesn't mention her again except in the genealogical accounts. But it does tell us Moses' sister, who later with his brother helped lead the nation of Israel to freedom, remained, and she was watching. And I can't help but wonder how this moment, her watching her mother place her baby brother in the Nile, and then later watching the Pharaoh's daughter pull him out of the Nile. So the Pharaoh's daughter, the man responsible for so much bloodshed and for Moses being left in the Nile River in the first place, watching that man's daughter pull Moses out, but not to kill him. Instead, the princess showed him compassion, and she took him back to the palace where he was raised as a prince and nursed by his biological mother, by the way. So, though she relinquished her child into God's care, she didn't lose him. And God used her and the Egyptian princess as well to grow Moses into the man who not only led God's people out of slavery, but who helped them become the nation of Israel. Obedience, especially when the stakes feel high, can be super hard, confusing. But Moses' story reminds us that we don't have to know all the answers. We don't have to understand where God's leading us. In fact, most times we probably won't. But we can always, always trust the God who is leading. He knows what he's doing. And he is always working out his plan. And we know that his plan is good because he is good. Always. Let's pray. Father, you are the God of history who is lovingly and faithfully working all things out for our ultimate good and your glory. When our circumstances feel daunting or confusing or painful, help us to trust in you. Help us to trust in your love, in your faithfulness, your power, your character, and your heart. The same God that turned a slave boy into an Egyptian prince, the same God who turned that boy into a man who would one day lead perhaps the biggest liberation movement in history, can turn our and our loved ones' circumstances around as well. We praise you for that, God. Show us our part. Show us our steps as we wait expectantly on your hand.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.